Order.
Are there any select committee reports?
More transparency around lobbyists at Parliament is the goal of a members bill in the name of Green MP Holly Walker, who presented it to the Government Administration Committee on Wednesday.
The bill basically seeks to do two things. It establishes a register of lobbyists, which means that anyone who's paid to undertake lobbying activity must register and file quarterly returns with the Auditor General. And secondly, it empowers the Auditor General to develop a code of ethics for lobbyists in consultation with key stakeholders and the public. And once that code is finalised, it would anyone registered as a lobbyist would be required to comply with that code of ethics.
Ms Walker pointed to some factors for MPs considering the bill to keep in mind.
The first is that lobbying is a legitimate activity, and that means that in seeking to introduce a disclosure regime and a code of ethics, the intention is absolutely not to denigrate lobbying somehow as an illegitimate activity or to prevent it from taking place. And the second is that in no way is it the intention of the bill to restrict public access to members of Parliament or to have a chilling effect on the interactions between the public and their representatives. And the third principle is that the public has a right to know who is lobbying MPs and on which issues. And the final principle is that a lobbying disclosure regime needs to be practical, it needs to be workable, and it needs to be fair.
But Ms Walker ran into strife from members on both sides of the committee. For example, Labour's Trevor Mallard, who said it left a lot of questions and was poorly drafted. Holly Walker hoped those perceived problems could be ironed out in the select committee process.
I think it's fair to say that there's a widespread agreement with the intent and principles of the bill. And so now it's our job as a committee to work through the detail and recommend amendments that ensure that we have a robust lobbying disclosure regime that's appropriate for the New Zealand context.
Green MP Holly Walker presenting her lobbyist disclosure bill to the Government Administration Committee, which is due to report it back to the House by January 25. Elsewhere, in Dunedin North Labour MP David Clark's bill to Mondayise Anzac Day and Waitangi Day when they fall on a weekend was back up before the Transport and Industrial Relations Committee on Thursday. Opposition to the bill came from Employers and Manufacturers Association representative David Lowe.
The days we're talking about are Anzac Day and Waitangi Day. They're not holidays. They're commemorative days. And it doesn't actually matter what day of the week those days fall. That's when they're going to be celebrated. That's when the events are going to be held. So what we're effectively doing here is we're just legislating extra holidays for days that are in fact not here to be a holiday to start with. It was to enable people to attend the celebrations.
David Lowe said the bill would put more costs on employers.
When you have a look at the concept of just legislating more holidays, which is what the bill really does, then that's where a lot of employers say that enough is enough when it comes to legislation imposing more cost.
David Lowe also had personal reasons for opposing the bill.
In my own personal view is that when Anzac Day falls on the weekend, that's when I will go and do what I need to do and I'll go to the cenotaph and so forth. If you make that into a long weekend, I will probably head away on holiday and I'll probably do something else and because I've got an extra long weekend.
But that was the reason why Tourism Industry Chief Executive Martin Sneddon supported the bill.
Really the upside of this far outweighs the downside. When you've got a long weekend, you move. And often what happens in New Zealand is you move into small areas. The operators on the ground tell us that when they have those long weekends, it's of real benefit to them, that the number of visitors increases significantly.
Martin Sneddon also pointed to surveys to support the proposed changes.
To have a very significant level of ambivalence and very little opposition to it, I think, gives you a feel for the fact that what's been asked for here is pretty much in the right place. There is a feel-good factor around this, there is an economic upside, and what we're saying is it is worth supporting.
Tourism Industry Chief Executive Martin Sneddon making a submission on the Holidays Full Recognition of Waitangi Day and Anzac Day Amendment Bill, which is due to be reported back from the Transport and Industrial Relations Committee by January 25. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.